Welcome to Winning Every Day, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. Winning every day, living God's way, growing stronger and brighter day by day.
As we gather in your presence, Lord, we quiet every voice but yours. Let your word fall like gentle rain. Wash our hearts, remove our chains. Open our eyes to see your truth. Renew our strength, restore our...
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let's step into God's presence together. Today's topic is divided allegiance, and our Bible text is from James chapter 1 verse 8, which says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." And also Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, "No man can serve two masters." There's a powerful story I read about a young professional who wanted to grow in his career but kept sabotaging his own progress. He would attend leadership conferences, take notes, feel inspired. But when it came time to apply what he learned, he would fall back into old habits, cutting corners, pleasing the wrong people, and avoiding accountability. One day, his mentor told him something that changed his life. "You don't have a knowledge problem. You have a loyalty problem." That hit deep. He wasn't confused. He was divided. Part of him wanted growth. Another part wanted comfort. Part of him wanted integrity. Another part wanted approval. And that's exactly where many of us find ourselves spiritually. Beloved, divided allegiance is one of the quietest destroyers of destiny. It's not always obvious. You may still pray, still attend church, still say the right things, but deep inside, your heart is split between God and something else. Jesus said clearly in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, "You cannot serve God and mammon. Not you should not, but you cannot." Because divided loyalty produces spiritual instability. Let me ask you today, are there areas of your life where you're trying to follow God, but still holding on to something He's asking you to let go of? Are you seeking God's will, or just asking Him to bless your own plans? Is your heart fully surrendered, or selectively obedient? Take a moment and think about that. Here's the good news. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for devotion. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9, the Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him." Did you catch that? God responds to loyalty. Even if you've been divided before, today is a new opportunity to realign your heart. Divided allegiance often shows up as delayed obedience, compromised values, an inconsistent commitment. But when your heart is fully yielded to God, something powerful happens. Clarity replaces confusion, and strength replaces instability. You find yourself in any of these situations, but today I declare over your life, every form of double-mindedness in your life is broken in Jesus' name. Your heart becomes fully aligned with God's will. Where there has been confusion, receive clarity now. Where there has been weakness, receive strength to stand firm in Jesus' name. I pray for you, you will no longer struggle between two opinions. You will walk boldly in divine direction in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what is God asking me to choose today? What is competing with my loyalty to Him? Actions for the day. Today, make a conscious decision to surrender one area of your life fully to God. Choose obedience, even when it's uncomfortable. Spend a few quiet minutes asking God to search your heart. In conclusion, beloved, a divided heart leads to a distracted life, but a devoted heart leads to a directed life. God is calling you to more, not halfway, not partially, but fully. And as you choose Him completely, you will see His power manifested in every area of your life. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me with faith. Today, I choose God above all else. My heart is fully devoted to Him. I am not double-minded. I am stable, focused and aligned with God's will. I walk in clarity, strength, and purpose. I serve God with all my heart, and my life reflects His glory today and forevermore. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for every listener. Today, we ask that you help us to love you with undivided hearts. Remove every distraction, every competing loyalty, and draw us closer to you. Guide our steps today, strengthen our resolve, and let our lives bring you glory. We commit this day into your hands. Let it be fruitful, peaceful, and victorious. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. You never know who needs this word today. Go out there and win today. God is with you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.